From the KTO Newsroom, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins with this news update. Small businesses in Juneau have emergency cash headed into their accounts. The Juneau Assembly approved an emergency measure Wednesday night to make up to $3 million of public money available as low or no interest loans to qualified businesses. Public health mandates to combat the spread of COVID-19 have frozen a lot of economic activity. The loan program is intended to help small businesses get by until federal and state relief is available. Assemblymember Wade Bryson is a business owner. He framed it as an obligation, specifically because the Assembly shuttered many local businesses to combat the pandemic.
This won't use this help. Debt is bad. Business owners don't like debt. We are now giving them a tool to help them in the form of debt, which is not universally liked. But here we are. We have to solve this.
The Assembly's debate Wednesday centered on trade-offs between getting the money out to the community quickly, oversight, and the unforeseen expenses the money could be spent on. Assemblymember Maria Gladyszewski tried to amend the program so the $3 million wouldn't be released all at once. She wanted to build in what she called some minimal oversight from the Assembly.
Okay, the state of Utah, not a city in Utah, but the state is considering doing loans of $5,000 to $20,000. And here we are, way early, and I commend us for moving quickly, but we're talking about giving out loans in a city of Juneau of from 25 to 50.
Mayor Beth Weldon got the last word.
I appreciate where everybody's coming from, but quite honestly, there are two business people in this room. Why everybody else did everything today, doing their usual whatever they did today, I did payroll and paid bills. And hoped I had enough money in the bank to make it. So by delaying this with this amendment, you've taken the legs out from under it. So with that being said, Madam Clerk, call roll.
Gladyszewski's amendment failed. The overall measure passed unanimously. And on Thursday, the city wired its $3 million to the Juneau Economic Development Corp, which is administering the loans. JEDC Executive Director Brian Hulse said a dry run for the web-based application process happened on Thursday. Applications and money are flowing as early as Friday. The application and particulars of the loan conditions will be at jedc.org. The loan program will add $3 million expense to the city's annual budgeting process, which is filled with unknowns. Here's City Manager Rory Watt addressing the Assembly.
We don't know the effect of COVID to our economy. We don't know how much we're going to end up spending. We don't know if the governor is going to sign the budget with or without veto. We don't know if the federal aid, the $1.25 billion or so to the state, is going to make it our way.
Watt said he did recommend, at least at a starting point for budget deliberations, a significant property tax increase to balance the budget. He's proposed an increase of 1 mil, which works out to 100 more per 100,000 of assessed property value. The city's budget must be completed before the new fiscal year begins in July. And the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services has reported another confirmed case of a Juneau resident contracting COVID-19. According to the department, the source of the virus is unknown. Juneau residents represent 11 confirmed cases of COVID-19. The city is coordinating closely with the Department of Health and Social Service officials, and officials with the State Division of Public Health will initiate a contact investigation and reach out to any person who may have come in contact with this individual. Public Health will notify and isolate additional persons as appropriate. And the number of people hospitalized around the state with the disease caused by the coronavirus is low right now. Most patients who test positive for the disease are sent home to isolate themselves. But that's going to change as the number of COVID-19 cases go up. KTO's Matt Miller checked in with Juneau's hospital to find out how staff are preparing for a potential spike in coronavirus patients.
Stories of the COVID-19 pandemic in lower 48 hospitals include doctors, nurses, and first responders falling victim to the infection, the shortage of medical supplies like ventilators, masks, and gowns, and a surge in patients that have overwhelmed hospitals. In Juneau, Nicole Skeek-Wieland has similar concerns about Bartlett Regional Hospital. She worries if she gets the virus, she'll likely end up there. After lung infections requiring a barrage of antibiotics, she's left with a very weak immune system. And that makes her especially upset when she sees people on social media not taking the coronavirus seriously and claiming
that this is just a big hoax, that this isn't, you know, real, don't believe in science, pray and send good thoughts and prayers to it. we're really putting ourselves in a really bad situation.
Skeek Whelan worries that between Juneau's population and additional patients possibly coming in from neighboring communities, Bartlett would be quickly overwhelmed. Skeek Whelan isn't the only one in Juneau asking about Bartlett's ability to handle a big spike in patients and whether there's enough equipment on hand. Like other hospitals around the country, Bartlett has a limited number of ventilators to help seriously ill patients breathe. 15 can be used immediately. About 24 additional machines can be modified to provide oxygen to patients. But capacity isn't just a question of the kind of equipment the hospital has available to treat COVID-19 patients. It's also about where they treat those patients and whether they have enough room.
Can you close the door, please?
On the floor of the hospital where the most serious patients are cared for, there are two special rooms partially enclosed in glass.
Only one set can be open at a time?
Well, what happens is that if we keep that door open, that alarm on the wall there will start to squeak.
Mike Lopez is the emergency management coordinator for the hospital.
The staff will don their PPE here.
And they would do that before opening this door to the main isolation room, right?
Correct. And then here they would do their perform patient care on the patient over here.
This is where a very ill and contagious COVID-19 patient would be treated. The area is specially designed to contain the virus, protect other patients and medical staff, and vice versa.
So that's the sound of the air being pulled out, right?
Correct.
Air is pulled through high-efficiency filters that remove any contagious airborne viruses.
Can that shut all the way?
Sorry.
The alarm went off,
didn't
it?
Oh, we just set off the alarm, yes.
Elsewhere in Bartlett Hospital are four specially ventilated rooms for isolating contagious patients who are not critically ill, and an entire wing of the hospital has been turned into a temporary isolation ward with portable filter machines for another eight contagious patients. Right now, Bartlett is licensed for 56 beds, but Chief Nursing Officer Rose Lawhorn says they're preparing to double that.
We could fit between 90 and 100 patients in the hospital, and then we've just reviewed our surge plan that would include rainforest recovery, so that's now empty, and we could serve another 30 plus patients over there.
That's for patients who don't need critical care or who may be recovering from the coronavirus. Lawhorn says they also have access to a portable emergency tent hospital. In total, they could handle 190 patients. If they still need more space, Lawhorn says they plan on using Centennial Hall or school gyms.
So we do consider those moments where we don't like to think about it, you know, the dire circumstances. We are preparing to care for our friends and neighbors who need us in a situation that we have not seen in our lifetime. And so we're all working very hard.
Like Skeek Whelan, Lawhorn has been thinking very carefully about the equipment they have and how many patients they can handle at once. That's why Lawhorn encourages everyone to wash their hands, practice social distancing, and stay home. And there's a big reason why that message has been drilled into Alaskans over and over again as the virus spreads. A recent paper by the University of Alaska Anchorage describes how firm shelter-in-place measures enacted by the state and municipalities are the only effective long-term way to limit the spread of COVID-19. And it's the way to flatten the curve or the spike of infections so that hospitals like Bartlett are not overwhelmed all at once. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.
And now to Gustavus, where it doesn't appear that the COVID-19 virus has shown up yet. City officials stepped up preventative measures after Juneau, its main hub, confirmed its first case in March. The town of about 500 and Glacier Bay National Park are hunkered down. Gustavus Mayor Calvin Cassapit says under the circumstances, spirits in town are good. He hasn't seen hoarding issues. Cassapit, who's quarantining himself because he was traveling as public health mandates went into effect, says the town has made a lot of changes to keep municipal services running with minimal interaction. Staff haven't been cut. Cruise ships aside, Gustavus is the main jumping-off point for visiting Glacier Bay National Park. With travel restrictions and a suspended cruise season, visitor service this summer will be very limited. Park Superintendent Philip Hoogy says he'd usually have about 60 seasonal workers coming in. This year, he thinks it'll be about half. If they're coming from out of town, they'll have to go in quarantine for 14 days. And taking a quick look at the weather for tonight, there is a chance of snow and lows in the mid-20s. For Saturday, it'll be sunny and highs in the 40s.